The bill is specifically crafted to standardize regulations for non-metallic mines. Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says local ordinances and moratoriums enacted in some western Wisconsin towns and villages are unfairly requiring frac sand mines to comply with three different sets of environmental and health regulations.
One at the state level, one at the county level, and one at the municipal level. It's an incredibly inefficient way to regulate. It's an incredibly inefficient way for government to operate, and it basically sends the message to businesses, we don't want you here.
But the bill won't just affect non-metallic mines, like the frac sand mines, according to State Senator Bob Jauch. He says the bill may also block efforts of the Ashland County Board to restrict blasting at a proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Hills. The county wants to limit blasting at the mine site that might release asbestos dust into the air, threatening public health. At a hearing yesterday, Jauch asked the bill's author, Senator Tom Tiffany, about this broader impact of the bill.
More than likely, that zoning ordinance will be declared null and void as a result of your legislation. What I'm asking you on behalf of the Ashland County Board is, are you prepared to say, it's not my intention, I'm going to take that out, because I intend to support the efforts by counties to use zoning and not punish them because they did.
Senator Tiffany said he could make no promises about amendments to the bill, and he noted the state already regulates blasting done at mine sites. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.